Welcome to Is Manifesting Bullshit podcast. I'm Cindy Wittemann and I'm your host. Have you ever wondered if manifesting is just a bunch of nonsense? Join me as I embark on a journey to uncover the truth behind this age-old question. In each episode, I'll dive deep into the world of manifestation, interviewing experts, skeptics, and individuals with real-life manifesting experiences. Together, we'll seek to separate fact from fiction and shed light on the mysteries of the mind's power. Tune in and discover whether manifesting is indeed a powerful tool or just a load of BS. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Is Manifesting Bullshit? Today, we're going to get to know Kelsey and hear what she thinks about manifesting. Go ahead, Kelsey, introduce yourself, tell us where you're from, and tell us what you're all about.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Cindy. I'm very excited to chat about this topic. I've been exploring it a lot. I'm actually working on another book, which I'll talk about later when we get more into the conversation and I give my opinion. But for anyone who's new to my world, my name is Kelsey Aida, Aida like the opera, and I am essentially an energetic alignment coach, a transformation facilitator, a best-selling author, and I do help people to manifest their dream lives. So that'll probably give you a hint to my answer. But really, a lot of that work is helping them get into energetic alignment with what they want, because some blockages can get in the way, some energy can get stuck. So that's what I help people to do. And during that process too, there's a lot of self-love work involved, healing work involved, just shedding energetic density and all that good stuff. So that's basically what I help people to do.
Awesome. Well, I guess you kind of alluded to what your answer is. Is manifesting bullshit, or is it indeed a lifelong tool that can be used to help you progress in life?
Yeah. So from my perspective, it is definitely a lifelong tool to help you progress in life, to help you raise your vibration, to help you live more intentionally, to help you be a super creative being, to design your life in a fun, intentional way. But I can definitely understand the perspective of why people would come to the conclusion that manifesting is bullshit, right? Like, you learn about the law of attraction, you watch The Secret, you do your affirmations, you do your vision board, and you're like, okay, why is my life not changing? What the F? Why is everything still the same? Like, I did what they told me to do, but my life is not transforming. I'm not seeing any evidence. I'm not seeing any change. Like, where is the disconnect? Like, this clearly doesn't work, right? And that's actually the book that I'm working on now. I'll just tease the title a little bit. It's kind of about like why the law of attraction works for some people, but maybe not you in this moment. And it's really like a troubleshooting guide for those people who are like, okay, I want to believe that manifesting works. Like, a part of me does believe that manifesting works. But another part of me is like, this is bullshit. It does not work, right? So like, help me connect the dots of why it's not working. And what I always tell people is like, the only reason why your manifestation might not be coming to fruition as fast as you would like is because you're carrying some form or another of resistance. And resistance, to put it simply, is just like split energy, right? A part of you is really on board with this manifestation. You say you want love, you journal about how you want love, you go on dates, you're on the dating apps, right? You are manifesting love consciously and with your actions and with your mind. But then there's another part of you, right, that's still traumatized from all the failed relationships, that has a really negative narrative about men or the opposite sex or whatever it is, a part of you that absolutely hates dating, a part of you that doesn't believe you're worthy of love, right? So you have all these conflicting energies. So you're not seeing like momentum of the goal. You're not seeing enough energetic momentum for it to become manifest in a way that you would like or in a timeline that you would like. So really, it's about learning how to identify your resistance, overcome it, untangle it, release it. There's lots of different ways we can work with and through the resistance. And yeah, that's why I'm writing a whole book on it now, because it's just so much. Like, there's so many different ways resistance can show up and how to resolve it.
Oh my goodness, that's so needed. I get asked those same questions all the time. And a lot of times it's about, like you said, money, like romance. Yes. It's a lot of those things. And people say all the time, like, Well, I was just desperate to believe it. And so I started doing all the things and nothing happened. Like not one little thing happened to make me believe that it was real. What kind of advice do you give those people?
Yeah, I would say for some people, I think they need to think about it differently and disconnect a little bit from like the woo-woo spiritual energetic side of it and just think of like, how do I make change in my life, right? Because that's easier for some people to get on board with. Like you need to, yes, have a better mindset so you'll take action. Then you need to take aligned action towards the goal. And then you need to do more mindset and healing work, usually if it's not coming automatically, to make it so you want to and are ready to receive the thing that you say that you want. So maybe for some people, it's not thinking about it as manifestation. Think of like, how can I change my life? How can I transform my life? And maybe that verbiage will resonate a little bit more deeply and feel more like real and concrete versus, because manifestation is so tied to the ideology of like, think it and it will happen. And like, yeah, in a perfect world where you don't have any resistance, you can just think about it and it will happen. But we don't live in a perfect world without resistance. And like working through your resistance is part of the growth process. And honestly, once you get good at it, it's part of the fun. So I would say to those people, don't think about it so much as like this woo-woo. I just think about it and it comes like Amazon delivery style, right? Think about it more like, how can I change my life? What do I need to start doing in order to make that change? What do I need to stop doing in order to see those results that I want? And take like a little bit more of a tangible approach.
Absolutely. Great advice. I deal with a lot of life and confidence coaching, and I often hear whenever you try to like nail somebody down on what is it that you want, I see a lot of my clients not knowing. They really don't know what they want. They might say something superficial like love or money or a bigger house or a nicer car or a better job. They might say something like that. But when it comes down to like, why do you want those things? What is it that you actually want? What would bring you true joy? What is, you know, your passion? A lot of times they don't know how to answer those questions. Do you have any advice or any ways that maybe your book is going to help with that little bit of blockage on figuring out what sets their soul on fire?
Yes, I have two pieces of advice, and hopefully I don't forget the second one while I go into the first one. But the first one is to ask yourself the question. So when you know like a part of your desire, right? And everything you just described, I describe those as surface desires. So like the house, the soulmate, the money, like that's a great desire. Nothing wrong. No shame. We like those fun three things. But that's just the surface, right? That's like the symptom. That's the effect. So what is the goal of that goal? And asking yourself like, okay, I want love. What's the goal of that relationship? Right? Then you can start to get into more of like the feelings that you're after. Well, the goal is to build a life with somebody. The goal is to feel safe and secure. The goal is to feel loved and validated. Like whatever it is that you think that relationship is going to give you, you need to have clarity on that, because then you can start going for those feelings directly today. And in doing that, you're going to make yourself a vibrational match to what you're asking for. But a lot of people just don't question deep enough in order to find out the real why. Like the genuine desire is what I call it. How you want to feel, that's your genuine desire. So that's the first tip. Go past the surface desire to the genuine desire. If you're someone who is not a very specific manifester and you can't really like visualize your life and you're really confused about what you want, I want you to ask a different question. And that is, what do I not want? What do I not want anymore? I don't want to be poor. I don't want to be single. I don't want to be unhealthy. I don't want to be this weight. I don't want to keep not traveling. I don't want, you know, to be stressed. Like, what is it that you don't want? And then reverse engineer from there, right? If you don't want to be so unhealthy, probably you want to be healthier. So, okay, why do we want to be healthier? Then we can go to step like the first tip that I was giving, which is, what's the goal of that goal? Well, I want to live longer so I can spend more time with my grandkids, or so I can meet my great grandkids, or whatever it is. I want to have better quality of life. I don't want to be in pain every morning when I wake up. I don't want to take all these medications. Like, you have a why. You just have to reach for it and contemplate it a little bit longer than you probably have before. So those would be my two biggest pieces of advice. And I'm like a self-inquiry girl. So I'm always like, ask yourself this question, ask yourself that question. And a lot of that will be in the book.
I think that those were great ways to start. That's awesome, because you hear all the time, especially like if you're talking to maybe a coach or somebody who is really good at manifesting, for instance, they would first say what? Okay, first you got to get clear. Then you got to work on your mindset. Then you got to, you know, manifest. And then you got to, you know, do a vision board. But a lot of times people don't understand how to do that. Like, okay, get clear. What does that mean? Okay, better mindset. What does that mean? Change your vibrations. Well, how do I do that? You know? So I like the way you kind of broke it down and kind of said, okay, for this group, do it like this. And for this group, reverse engineer it like this by asking yourself those questions and getting deep. And I agree with you 100%, because until you get deep and figure out what you want, I tell people all the time, if you want to go to a restaurant, you know, you have to know which restaurant you're going to get your friends to meet you there. So if you never know, and you're just kind of driving around aimlessly, it's going to take you a lot longer to get to that destination. Whereas if you can really figure out what your desires are, what you want, and implement that in your life, then that makes it so much faster and like warp speed to be able to achieve your goals faster. Is that something you'd agree with?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. And I would say, to use your restaurant analogy, like picking the restaurant is so beneficial because you have like a plan, some sort of context that you can work towards and work within, right? And maybe you can check the menu ahead of time, so you have some ideas of like things you might want to try while you're in that restaurant. So that's like another great manifesting analogy. But I think it's so powerful to just pick something that you think that you really want for now, because that'll get you going in the right direction. And you can always change your mind later. I feel like people are so like, especially young people who are like getting pressured into, you have to choose your college, you have to choose your major, you have to choose your life path, even though you're only 18, you don't know anything about yourself. Like, if you're in any type of situation like that, it can feel so stressful that you don't have the clarity under all that pressure, right? Like, how are you supposed to know? You're so young. But pick something that feels interesting, that feels exciting, that feels passionate to you. And that will always lead you to the ultimate thing that you're meant to do, experience, or have. Like, not every destination is like the final destination, right? Let's say if we're going bar hopping, in a different analogy, but similar, you're going to start at one bar, but then you're just going to see like how you feel and where you want to go next.
Absolutely. I think that we've, you know, growing up, and I know at least in my life, I was always taught that like failing was bad. Like, it's no good. Yeah. Like, you want to win, you know, everything you do. And then if you don't win, it's shameful and you'll get made fun of, and like negative connotations come with that. You know, like, it's not good to lose. But I love what Hannah Oliva says, that there is no win or lose. It's either win or learn. So I like how you're saying that it's okay to pick something and start working towards that. And you never know, a different door might open that might lead you in another direction. That doesn't mean you were wrong in initially starting to go towards the one goal. It just means that, hey, times change, you change, things change, circumstances change, our wants and desires change. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And that's part of, honestly, like the manifestation and the personal growth process, is like wanting something, going for that, attaining that, and then wanting more or wanting different. Like, that's okay. We're always refining. We're always expanding. We're always growing. And it's natural to want the next level or the next thing or the new thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you're either, you know, growing or you're not living, right? I mean, you have to be growing in order to continue the path of life, no matter which direction you're going in.
Yep. And like, if you look at nature, things are always growing or dying or dormant. So you decide what chapter you want to be in. But if we look at nature, like, it's natural for the trees to get bigger. It's natural for the bud to like sprout into an actual plant. It's natural for things to grow. So why isn't it natural for your bank account to grow? Why isn't it natural for your love to grow? Why isn't it natural for your health to grow, for your wisdom to grow, for your desires to grow? It's totally natural. I wish people would stop shaming themselves for their desires. That's like part of my mission in doing this work.
Absolutely. And as we change and we evolve and we look different, just like a plant you see outside, you know, you look at it one day and it looks one way. You go back a week later and it might look different. It might have a flower that bloomed. And you don't say, what's wrong with you? You've changed. You think it's wonderful, right? And that's like humans. We should all embrace the growth and the change and how we evolve over time. So I love that you're saying that people should stop shaming themselves for changing and making different decisions. I love that. So yeah. I got a different question for you. So Kelsey, you could have gone into any work path, right? You could have gone with your career in any direction and you chose this one. Can you tell the audience what made you choose this particular field and to do the work that you're doing right now?
Yeah, this is a great question. So I actually think that it chose me. I was training my whole life to be a professional ballerina. I got injured. I was very devastated. It was part of the equation that spun me into like a 3-year long depression. And in that depression, I realized that quality of life is the most important thing. And I need to learn how to really enjoy my life and feel better and heal. So one day I basically made an ultimatum with like God, life, the universe. And I was like, I don't know what a girl's got to do to get some help around here, but I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. And I'm ready to learn how to enjoy my life. And, you know, I just need it. Otherwise, I'm not going to continue living. So please help me. Send help. And when I said that, as the law of attraction would have it, I started manifesting all the right perspectives and resources and teachers and a shaman and a therapist and started doing all of this mental health, spiritual, personal development work. And in doing that, I was able to heal from the depression. I was able to feel so much better, even better than I felt before I was depressed when I was still healthy. And I just felt this burning desire in my heart to be the next Deepak Chopra and share everything I learned with people, specifically via the modality of books. Because in my mind, I'm like, oh, books are really accessible for people. They can be translated into many different languages. And I didn't even really like writing, like growing up. Like this was not something that would have been an obvious like life choice for me. And when I couldn't dance professionally, I had always been doing everybody's hair and makeup growing up for recital, for Nutcracker, for dance competitions. Like I was the go-to beauty girl. So instead of going to college, my parents were like, hey, why don't you go to beauty school and become a cosmetologist? Like you're so naturally gifted at that. And I was like, okay, I'll try it. So I went and I was like this hair prodigy and I studied makeup and I really liked it and it was fun and creative. So I went down that career path while I was simultaneously like, I want to write books. So I've always actually, and I still do hair part-time, only like 1 or 2 days a week. And then the rest of the days of the week, I dedicate my life to this work of just sharing how to improve your quality of life, how to improve your mindset, how to feel better, how to raise your vibration, how to get what you want in life and just live your best life. Cause I think that's so important.
I think that I love how you said that it chose you. That's so great. And I can relate because I'm also an author and you would never have thought that I would be a writer ever in a million years.
Yeah, right.
You kind of end up with this like kind of calling and it's like, it just feels like a natural, you know, gravitation to it. And it's a really fun process as well. So thank you for sharing your story with us. And I love how you talk about the twists and turns, how, you know, you went this direction, then you went that direction. And now you're really living your purpose with this work that you're doing and then you're writing. So tell us how exciting it was for you, the first book, when it released.
Oh, man. Well, it was so exciting because I was so excited about it. I started pen to paper and self-published it all within 8 weeks. So that gives you an idea of how excited I was about it. And then the second, third, and fourth book were published through Simon & Schuster. And they had reached out to me. They just somehow found me and were like, hey, will you write these books for us? And I was like, yeah. And then I self-published another book that was originally supposed to be just like a freebie on my website, but then it was getting so long. I was like, this just needs to be a book. So I made it into a book. And now I'm working on the new book. I actually am in the process of manifesting a literary agent. So if you're listening to this, please email me. But that's going to be the route I want to go with this one because I've never tried that before. So I'm excited to see how it goes.
That's wonderful. Well, I appreciate you coming on today and sharing all of your gifts with us and sharing with the audience those really practical tips that you gave. I think you're amazing. And I think that there's so much more that you have to offer. So will you tell the audience how they can reach you, how they can get in touch with you, how they can get their hands on those books?
Yeah, thank you so much. Yes, I do like to keep things very like down to earth and practical. So if you resonate with that teaching style, I'm your gal. You can find so much free content on my Instagram, on my TikTok. I'm just at Kelsey Aida everywhere. I'm also on YouTube. And I have a podcast, since you guys like listening to podcasts, called High Vibe In It that I co-host with one of my best friends who's a hypnotherapist, Lindsay Robinson. She's awesome. So that's a great free resource. You can find all my offerings at kelseyaida.com. I have a couple of online courses. I do one-on-one coaching work. I host retreats. So you can find all those offerings there. And yeah, if you just search Kelsey Aida on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever you buy your books, you'll see all the books there too.
What great value you've added to the audience today. Thank you so much for being a part of it.
Yeah, thanks for letting me. This was so fun.
And for anybody out there who's interested in buying the best-selling book, Is Manifesting Bullshit? You can go to my website at cfhughes.com and I will personally mail you an autographed copy there, or you can get it on Amazon or anywhere books are sold online. Thank you all so much for listening today. And I appreciate you, Kelsey, for being on, and we'll see you next week.